In this bulletin, Victoria's Ombudsman found the state breached human rights laws. A court in Paris finds 14 people guilty over their roles in a series of deadly attacks in January 2015. And in cricket, Joe Burns expects to be part of the Australian team for the first test against India. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria's Ombudsman has found the timing of the lockdown of public housing towers in Melbourne in July was not based on direct health advice and violated Victoria's human rights laws. Ombudsman Deborah Glass says her investigation found senior health officials agreed on the morning of Saturday, July the 4th, that the towers should be locked down and expected it to occur the next day to allow planning for food supplies and logistics. But at a media conference at 4pm that day, Premier Daniel Andrews announced an immediate lockdown. She has recommended the Victorian government apologise to the tower residents, acknowledging the impact of their immediate detention on their health and well-being.
The lockdown successfully stopped the spread of the virus at the towers. But in my opinion, the immediacy of it was not compatible with the residents' human rights, including the right to humane treatment when deprived of liberty. It appears to me to be contrary to Victorian law, specifically the Charter of Human Rights and Responsibilities Act.
Housing Minister Richard Wynne has defended the government's actions, saying it made a judgment call that saved lives.
The health advice was that we needed to intervene, and the government made a decision to intervene as early as possible.
Not based on any advice.
Well, of course it was based on advice. It was based on the advice that the Deputy Chief Health Officer was absolutely terrified.
Was it based on emotional words?
Not on emotional words at all. On the evidence of the Deputy Chief Health Officer herself.
Another two cases of COVID-19 have been detected on Sydney's northern beaches, a day after three infections were discovered. Seven venues on the northern beaches have been identified as places that were visited by an infected man and woman. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says people in the region should get tested if they have even mild symptoms.
I would say to everybody on the northern beaches, it is sufficient to say that four cases of apparent community transmission at this point would strongly suggest to any of the residents of the northern beaches that you should go and get tested if you have any symptoms at all of cold or flu-like illness.
A court in Paris has found 14 people guilty over their roles in a series of deadly attacks in January 2015. The attacks on Charlie Hebdo magazine, a policewoman and a Jewish supermarket saw 17 people killed. 11 people face court for the verdict, while three were tried in absentia. The main defendant, Ali Reza Polat, was found guilty of complicity in a terrorist crime and was given a 30-year jail sentence. A man who saved lives during the attack on the Jewish supermarket, Lassan Batili, expressed his relief at the verdicts.
Voilà, pour nous, c'est une nouvelle page qui tourne. Voilà, j'espère que on va trouver une nouvelle vie. Pendant 6 ans, on n'était pas bien.
For us, this is a new page that is turning. I hope we are going to find new lives.
Israel's justice minister has signed an extradition order to send Malka Leifer back to Australia, clearing the way for her to stand trial on 74 charges of sexual abuse. The 52-year-old is accused of sexually abusing several students while principal at a Jewish school in Melbourne and has been fighting extradition from Israel since 2014. Justice Minister Avi Nissen-Korn's decision comes just a day after Israel's Supreme Court rejected an appeal by Leifer to block her extradition. The order means Israeli authorities now have 60 days to send her back to Australia. The federal government is reforming its business and investor visas, reducing their numbers from 9 to 4 streams and making eligibility changes. The 4 streams will cover business innovation, entrepreneur, investor and significant investor, and there will be a clear pathway to permanent residency for each category. Business innovation visa holders will be required to hold business assets of $1.25 million and have an annual turnover of $750,000. In cricket, Joe Burns is expected to take to the field for Australia in Adelaide for the first test against India. Selectors are understood to have named the batsman despite his run of poor form. Captain Tim Payne says he doesn't think Burns is lacking confidence despite the poor batting performances.
Speaking to Joe, I don't think he is. He's been looking forward to this test match. Obviously, his build-up in terms of runs hasn't been great. But again, if you look at the work he's done solely in test cricket for this team, it's been very, very good. He averages just over 40, I think, in test cricket.
Let's look at Thursday's weather now. It's sunny in Perth and 30 degrees, cloudy in Adelaide 23, humid in Melbourne with a couple of showers and a storm developing 27, rainy in Hobart. It's 18 degrees today. In Canberra, a couple of showers about as well, 30 degrees. Much the same for the rest of the nation, 27 in Wollongong, 29 with storms in Sydney and in Newcastle, similar conditions, 30. Couple of showers about in Brisbane, 29, partly cloudy, 33 in Cairns, and showers and a storm likely, 33 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And you can find out more about today's news in our podcast, SBS News In Depth.